Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
GER politics, got a number of interesting topics that Jimmy has prepared for all of you guys. Going to start out, we're going to be talking about certainly what's going on the border. That's getting to be a huge mess. And then from there, we're going to go on and we're going to talk a little bit about the business situation in the United States, banks, the value of the U.S. dollar, and so on, and then take off from there. Jimmy, let's talk about the border first.
Yeah, what we see right now is some serious issues they're beginning to raise their head. I mean, it's been a problem for quite a while now. If you go back to Trump's last year, he had under 200,000 illegal immigrants cross the border. That was one of the lowest numbers in quite a long time. Since the Biden regime has taken power in just a little over 2 years, we've now had over 6 million known illegals cross the border, and we aren't even sure of how many that are unknown cross the border. That is an unbelievable and an unsustainable number, and it's absolutely doing damage to the local districts and of course the border areas, but also impacting taxpayers around the country.
You know, it's pretty interesting when you stop and think about the fact that the federal government, the ultimate authority that all of this stuff depends on, that they're doing such a terrible job. They're doing a job that is simply self-serving, apparently, to the Democratic Party. That's reason enough, I would have to say, for people to really wonder about their scruples, Jim.
Well, that's right. And you have to actually look at why this is happening. You know, most Americans, by every poll, show that they want a secure border.
Right.
So why is the Democratic Party continuing to allow this to happen while trying to really gaslight the American public by saying we're securing the border? Well, they're doing it because they want to change the demographic. They change the demographic, and this has started in the Obama administration. They start shipping illegal immigrants to small districts around the country to shift the voter demographic. Now, technically, an illegal immigrant isn't allowed to vote. However, when you get an increased population in an area, and you have, especially in some of these blue states, and you have this pressure from the Democratic Party to not allow voter ID, when you have pressure from the Democratic Party to allow, they've asked to let illegal immigrants vote in some cities, including New York. But what it does is it sets the ability with mail-in ballots and with unclear voter rolls to change the demographic. And it doesn't take a significant number of votes per precinct to change the outcome in some of these purple districts, in some of these questionable right and left districts. So ultimately, the objective here is to change the demographic flow, started in the Obama administration, to send these groups into different regions of the country to take more power. And of course, you have more people obligated to government support by doing this, which actually creates the conditions for the Democratic Party to say, hey, look, we've got to support you, which increases the voting numbers for them. So it is a power grab. And of course, demographics have changed the world in many, many historical circumstances, including the destruction of Rome because of a massive influx of immigrants towards the end of their reign. And it's a political move for power.
Okay, let's go on from there and let's talk about the moral mistake that the federal government is making in terms of allowing a greater amount of child trafficking, Jim. That just really bothers me.
Well, this is what is really sickening and hard to believe. How many people, how many government officials are allowing minors to cross the border and then shipping them off to unknown contacts, those relatives or individuals that have actually just an address to say, I've got to go to some area. They're facilitating, U.S. officials are facilitating the human trafficking of many young children that have been sexually abused before crossing the border, and then they're sending them over for either youth, unregistered youth labor or actual sex trafficking. And, I mean, it's tantamount to some level of slavery that the U.S. government and the Border Patrol is actually facilitating, this administration. They absolutely went nuts with the entire lie about cages children in cages under the Trump administration, when in fact those cages were built by the Obama administration. They went nuts over that, but there's silence on this child trafficking issue and the number of minors that have crossed the border and been sent to unknown locations because the a facilitation of basically human trafficking.
Yeah, you really wonder to what extreme they have to go to allow that to happen. But, you know, that's not really that much worse than allowing some of the killing to go on in America. I mean, we've got murder numbers that are out of the ballpark. We've got violence that's out of the ballpark. Everything that is allowed to continue right now is very negative, not just for the country, but for humanity in general. And I have to say, you have to wonder why the one time most powerful nation in the world is allowing this to happen.
Well, it's absolutely a power grab by the Democrats and by progressive Democrats. And it's not a large group of them. It's a small group of people that are consolidating power in numerous ways. And we'll talk in the next segment about the economy. Then in the third segment, we're going to talk about the intelligence community and what they've done to try to protect the Biden regime in order to keep power. And then we'll do a kind of a summary of everything in the last segment. But I do want to talk specifically about the problem right now at the border. The mayor of El Paso, a Democrat, believe me, a hardcore Democrat on the left, is declaring a state of emergency because there are literally tens of thousands of illegal immigrants sitting in the streets, lining the streets in El Paso, with tens of thousands more waiting for the Title 42 collapse or to end next week. So you're going to see another huge surge. And even a city, you know, fairly large like El Paso will not be able to manage this issue, but all across the border. And of course, the Biden regime and these individuals that are supposed to be managing this are absolutely doing nothing to stop the flow. They're actually just doing administrative actions in order to facilitate the flow. And so when the Biden administration, the White House announces 1,500 reservists to come to the border to help support it. It's not to secure the border. It's actually to help with administrative registration and other management of the influx of these people. And it's absolutely sickening to see it. But what's good to see is actually CNN, MSNBC, some of these left-wing news organizations are actually beginning to report on it because it is such a negative impact on these communities. And ultimately, it's showing the absolute fabricated about disinformation coming from the White House in this regime.
Jimmy, not that the communities aren't important, but look at how this reflects on our country. Allowing something like this to go on, it's absolutely terrible. I'd like you to wrap this thing up right now, Jim. We're down to a minute.
Yeah, I think what's more important that we have to look at the big picture here is why the Biden administration is ignoring public opinion. They believe they have enough power, they have enough influence through corporate support. And actually groups like the American Chamber of Commerce, wants more cheap labor to flow into the United States. So those big corporations are actually pushing for some of this.
Yeah.
You're seeing it in testimony in Congress with administration officials in the Department of Labor saying, well, we need more employees. You see a lot of these arguments. And of course, it is about corporate power and influence in order to actually increase their bottom line rather than defend and support the sovereignty of the United States. It's very, very detrimental, and it takes away the fundamental principles of this nation in the first place, but it also completely undermines the rule of law. And we're going to see hopefully, we're going to see more light on this party.
Jimmy, we got to take a commercial break. I'm sorry. You guys stick around. I'm going to be back talking a little bit of economics.